Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In The Perfect Father, The True Story of Chris Watts, His All-American Family, and A Shocking Murder. Author John Glatt delves deep into the chilling story of Chris Watts, a man who presented himself as a devoted husband and father, but who committed an incomprehensible crime. Through meticulous research and insights into the investigation, Glatt reconstructs the events leading up to the murders, providing a detailed and heart-wrenching narrative that captivates readers. He explores not just the events themselves, but also the psychological aspects and the societal pressures that might have led to such a horrific act. This book pulls back the curtain on the seemingly perfect family life that Chris Watts displayed to the world and the dark reality that lay beneath. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the facade of the perfect family. John Glatt's The Perfect Father opens by detailing the seemingly idyllic family life that Chris Watts and his wife Shanann appeared to lead, adorned with the trappings of a comfortable middle-class existence, beautiful children, a lovely home, and active social media presences. Glatt methodically unpacks the veneer of perfection to reveal the underlying struggles such as financial pressures, marital discord, and personal dissatisfaction. This contrast is central to understanding the psychological breakdown of Watts, as it challenges the curated images that are often portrayed on social media. Glatt uses this dichotomy to analyze how outward appearances can often hide deeper personal and familial crises. Secondly, Chris Watts's psychological profile. A pivotal aspect of the book is the psychological analysis of Chris Watts. John Glatt delves into Watts's background, behavior, and the possible psychological triggers that might have influenced his actions. The author consults experts who speculate on signs of narcissistic personality traits, emotional detachment, and perhaps even psychopathy. Glatt explores how these psychological factors, coupled with external pressures, could culminate in a deadly outcome. The narrative examines how a combination of personal insecurities, a desire for a new life, and an inability to cope with stress might have pushed Watts to murder his family, providing a dark insight into the human psyche under pressure. Thirdly, the investigation and revelation. John Glatt provides a gripping recount of the investigation that unfolded following the disappearance of Shanann and her daughters. The book highlights the role of law enforcement, the use of technology like GPS and text messaging, and the crucial confessions that led to Watts's arrest. It discusses the meticulous techniques used by investigators to piece together the timeline of the murders, demonstrating the importance of modern forensic science in solving crimes. Glatt's detailed account of the interrogation of Chris Watts, where he eventually confessed to the murders, serves as a chilling reminder of the capabilities of justice systems to uncover the truth behind a calculated facade. Fourthly, media portrayal and public reaction. Glatt addresses the intense media coverage and public reaction to the Watts family murders, reflecting on the role of media in shaping perceptions of crime. The book explores how the media swayed public sympathy towards the victims while vilifying Chris Watts. This section delves into the court of public opinion, social media's impact on high-profile cases, and the phenomena of trial by media. Glatt also critiques the sensationalism often associated with true crime coverage and questions the ethical considerations journalists face when balancing public interest with sensitivity towards the victims' families. Lastly, the aftermath and implications for society. Finally, Glatt discusses the long-term implications of the Watts murders for the community and society at large. He considers the effects on families of the victims, the trauma experienced by law enforcement and first responders, and the broader societal reflections on marriage, family life, and the masks people wear. This section spurs readers to consider the wider social and psychological impacts of such crimes and challenges communities to confront uncomfortable truths about domestic violence and the potential dangers lurking beneath everyday facades. In conclusion, The Perfect Father by John Glatt is essential reading for true crime enthusiasts, psychology students, and anyone interested in the complexities of human behavior and familial relationships. The book not only provides a detailed account of a shocking crime, but also serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of facades and the deep-seated issues that can fester within seemingly perfect lives. It urges readers to look beyond surface appearances and consider the psychological and social dynamics that can drive an individual to commit unimaginable acts. As such, It provides valuable insights into human nature, justice, and the societal constructs of family and identity. If you would like to support John Glatt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.